Can you weigh in Likud Halachas? Choshen Mishpat, Chelik Beis, Hilchas Matana, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Yud Gimel, page 13, right-hand column, 5 lines down from the top. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zehu sheshualoisam, this is why Yaakov Avinu asked the other shepherds that were there, Hayedatem es Lavan ben Nachor, do you know Lavan the son of Nachor? Yaakov Avinu was saying to them, "Me'achar she'etzlechem adayin munachu even gedoyl al piaber, because I see that this big rock is still covering your well, al kain ani shoyel eschem. Therefore, I'm asking you, Hayedate v'slovon? Do you know Lovon? Shehu bechinas koyach hamedame kanal, who's the symbol of this koyach hamedame? Hainu. This means to say." Ki bevadai yesh lochem yedia v'ahavo v'hekeresimoi. You obviously know Lavan. You obviously like Lavan and are associated with him. Ki yedia loshen ahavo. Because the term to know someone, when you say I know that guy, in most cases, it means I like the person. Otherwise, I wouldn't want to know that person. Somebody that you've gotten to know is typically somebody that you like. Vayomru, and their answer was Yodanu, we do know. Shehoiduloi, they admitted him. Shaadayin loy shavru hamedama, they haven't yet succeeded in being misakin their medama completely. Vehem yoidov v'oyav avadayin, they're still attached to Lavan. They still are involved with Lavan. Vayomer, so Yaakov Avinu said to them, Hasholin loy, is he at peace? Is Lavan doing fine? Vayomru, they said, Sholoim. Yes. Sheshoal, Yaakov Avinu was asking them, Im Sholoim lebechinas koyach hamedame? Hainu, Im yesh Sholoim lemanhigim sheloi shavru adayin es hamedame? Im Sholoim lohem? These leaders, who are bechinas lovan ben nochor, where the koyach hamedame is still active in them, are they at peace? Do things go well for them? Veishivu Sholoim. And they said, yes, things go well for them. Ki lohem bevadai yesh sholem. Yesh sholem. Because they, by them, there certainly is peace. Things go smooth for them. Ki ein aleihem machloikis. They don't have a lot of opposition against them. Ki ein habaldovar mezgare laharboi saleh machloikis. The sotan does not struggle to make machloikis against those people. Me'achar shein bohem koyach lazer li yisroel lachziron lamutov. Since those kind of leaders do not really have the ability to bring all Yidden to tshuva and everything. Kihu mizgare rak laharbois machloikis halat tzadik u'emes. Because the Satan only works to make a lot of machloikis against the tzadik emes. Bechinas Yaakov. Shehu yochoy lohichiach es Yisrael. This tzadik who has the ability to reprimand the Jews properly. Ulachziram lamutov, and to bring them back to good. That they're the ones that have all the problems, all the machloket and everything. Ukimoisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Hai tsurba mi rabbonon demarach milei, that if you see a rabbi of a community that's liked, you know that there's something wrong with him. He's not doing his job. Meaning, because typically a rabbi who's doing his job well, he's going to have some opposition. The Satan isn't going to sit quietly while he's making people religious. You're going to see there's going to be some kind of problems for him. The Gemara says there, Mishum Deloy Moichach Lehu. It's because he's not reprimanding the people. Sure, he's flattering. Oh, you're doing so wonderful. How are you? You have wonderful kids. He goes around telling everybody how sweet and good they are. That's why he has no enemies. And again, in effect, he's not performing his job. Because the true tzaddik is the one who's going around trying to improve every person. Trying to, in a nice way, show each person what's wrong with them. And that true tzaddik, even if he doesn't step on anybody's toes, he's stepping on the satan's toes. And the satan's going to make it his business to find people that are going to dislike this guy and make trouble for him. Or to give people the wrong impression of him and want to start up with him. Nimtzo, she'elu, these people, she'ein mo'ilim le'Yisrael, who are not doing any major favor to Am Yisrael, lohem yesholoim, they have peace, they get their nice salary, they say their weekly sermons, hakol cool, and there's no big, they don't go through any major machlokes. V'zehu v'yomru shalom. And this is why they said to him, yes, Lavan ben Ocher, he has shalom, he has peace. V'hine Rochel bitoy boim hatzoin. And it says, at that point, suddenly the daughter of Lavan, Rochel, was coming with her sheep, coming to this be'er to try to feed her sheep. Rochel ki ha-toira. Rav Nosson Zal says, Rochel is the symbol of the Torah, because the Gemara, the Torah Shebal Peh, the word Rochel in Hebrew means a sheep. The Gemara says that the Torah Shebal Peh is compared to a sheep, that you, the more you share its wool, the more the wool continues to grow. Just like the Torah Shebal Peh, that the more you study it, the more you're constantly coming out with new items, new halachot, and new concepts that are being brought forth, the more you study the Torah. It's, the Gemara says it's called kerochel lifnei gozezeho. The Torah Shebal Peh is compared to a sheep that hasn't yet been shorn. It's always, there's always wool there ready to share. There's always new items to bring out from the Gemara. Umi she'ein ha-medame shelo mevuro koroi, a Jew or a tzaddik whose medame is not fixed up totally, azai gam chidushei Torah shaloi humishon. Then even his sermons, his chidushei Torah that he brings forth in the world, are also coming from a place of medame. They're coming from Lavan. Bechinas hamedame she'enoi mevuror, shemedame milsa lemilsa, where he makes comparisons. He gives in his sermon, he quotes one item, and he says that from this item in this week's parsha, we can learn out that it's a mitzvah to do this. It's a mitzvah to give land back to the Arabs. It's a mitzvah to do this, and he compares one to the other. But his comparisons are coming from koyach hamedame. They're not coming from a place of pure truth, but they're coming from this cloudiness, this koyach hamedame. They're coming from the sotan, who's called koyach hamedame. V'hu manigis Yisrael ba'atorah shaloi. He's leading the Jews, he's leading his flock with his Torah, which is not yet completely mevurar. Avol ha'Torah shaloi eino yecholo lazor lehem klal. His Torah cannot help those people. It can't help them, those people. V'halevai shaloi tekalke lohem. And you're lucky if he doesn't make them worse off. If they come out of his sermon less religious than when they walked in, or coming out with concepts in religion that he gave them, or concepts in life which are against Hashem, against the Torah, against tzaddikim. Acholam toyim. However, the people make a mistake. V'soivrim sheyecholim lahanig v'lirois tzoyin kodshim b'Torah shalem. They think that they do have the ability, they are qualified to lead Hashem's holy sheep, to lead the Jewish people with their Torah, with their sermons, with their ideology. V'zehu, this is why it says, v'yoymru shalom. They said, Lavan has peace, v'hinei Rochel bitoy boim atzoyin. And Rochel was coming with the sheep. She'amru, what they answered is, she'elu hamanhigim, she'em misikra de Lavan, these leaders of Am Yisrael, who come from Lavan, who are plugged into Lavan, which means, she'adayin loy biriru hamedame, they have not fixed up their koyach hamedame completely yet. Yesh lohem sholoim godoil. They have a tremendous peacefulness. Kanal, as we said earlier, vehem gedoilim boilam. They are renowned in the world. They have a very good reputation in the world. Umanhigim veroyim es hatzoyin kodshim b'Torah shalohem. And they have their own Rochel. They have their own Torah, which they're teaching. It's not Hashem's Torah, it's their own version of the Torah that they're teaching to their flock. V'zehu v'hinei rochel bitoy boim atzoin. Hainu shehatorah shenimsheches mikoyach hamedame shehi rochel bitoy shelavon. This means the Torah that's coming from Lavan, Rochel, the daughter of Lavan, shehi hatorah shel elu amanigim kanal, which is the Torah of these leaders, bo imatzoin, shehoileches imtzoin kochim, it goes with its flock, veroyoisam, and they're leading their flock. Kihem gedoilim boilam, because they're also famous, they're respected in the world. Vesholim lahem, and they have peace. Vetoirosam minaheges, their Torah leads. Veroye, and shepherds, edrei tzoin kochim. Flocks, they have flocks of 2,000 members and 700 members and 500 members. to the extent that you're close to him and attached to him and this, that, you're going to get the 100. But that tzaddik has the ability to do 100 for you, whereas this rabbi has a maximum ability to do 80 for you, or 70, or 40, or minus 100. He's showing you the full spectrum. So again, that those Jews are going to say that it's only in the 1700s there was a Baal Shem Tov that he's saying jump in a lake. I'm telling you, in 1990 and in the year 2000, there are going to be Yaakovs, and there are going to be rabbis, and they're going to be rabbi, and they're going to be ace, you know, reform, you know, there's going to be a full spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right?
That's another point. That's a second issue. That if a person is saying it for start, you know, I have to, when it comes to building a house, you don't say that I'll give me the medium. You don't go to an architect and say, give me something average. I don't want. How many people go and say, I want the best you could do? Then how come on religion, that's where it's mediocre? That's where mediocrity is perfectly acceptable? What for? But what you're saying is a definite point, that sometimes you have to know that this is a process. Very often, before a person gets to that top one, Rav Nosson Zal went through 10 tzaddikim before he came to Rabbeinu Zal. And each one was a tzaddik. And he learned a lot from them, but he learned that they weren't the biggest in that generation. His opinion, and his opinion based on his impression, he came to see a difference between this one and the next one, and this one and the next one.
We're using the Lashon Rochel Bato to mean this false Torah here?
Again, different levels of false. We're using it to mean a Torah that's not perfect. And it could be 99% perfect, could be 50% perfect, could be 0%. It's that full spectrum.
Bito, because of the word Bito.
Bito. Rachel from Lavan. Rachel, the daughter of Lavan. Highlighting that the connection to Lavan, who's Madonna, who's the one who makes himself look white, but he's really not white.
Is there any reason that this discussion is being restricted to Rabbanim and not to your average person?
It's not. Here he's addressing the leader issue. He's addressing the issue of people looking for leadership in Klal Yisrael, and he's telling you what the story is. That there's these and those. Somebody turned it back on. Okay. Ro. Where are we? Right. Shalom. Okay. Kihem gedoylem boylem v'shalom lehem v'toyrosam v'naheges v'roy ebreitzon kochim. And here again, Rav Nosson Zal is answering all kinds of questions, and he's saying things loud and clear. Because one guy's going to say, "But he has 500 students." He's telling you that don't prove that he's the biggest tzaddik. Or, but how come this rabbi? They always are talking against him. There's got to be where there's smoke, there's fire. And if how come over there things are all quiet and nice? And the answer is that doesn't prove that he's right. There's the famous incident with the Chofetz Chaim Zal. During his time, there was this reform and conservative jazz was going strong. And one of them once walked over to him and said, "I don't understand. It's so obvious that your shuls are not the real, our shuls are the real ones. Well, I'll prove it to you. You go into our shul, there's decorum, there's silence, people aren't getting into fist fights, people aren't arguing with each other, everything is nice, the shul is clean, the people are nice to each other and everything. You go into your shul, the shul itself is so lacking in cleanliness, in kavod, number one, and the people, it's a whole other story, always getting into arguments and fights." So the Chofetz Chaim said to him, "You're right, you're 100% right, and I'll tell you why it is this way. The same angel who in our shul, his mission is to try to make things look as bad as possible, to cause fights and this and that, that same angel is one of the ushers in your shul, making sure that everybody's satisfied and comfortable and happy. It's the same Soton, Yetzer Hara, who in our shul makes trouble, in your shul makes sure that everything's perfect and fine." You know what he's saying? And Rav Nosson Zal is touching on this issue here. That the Gemara says, a rabbi who has total menucha isn't doing his job. If everything is perfect there, something must be wrong. You understand? Vayoymer, so therefore Yaakov Avinu said, "Hein oid hayoyim godoil." The day is still long. Still, it wasn't nightfall yet. Loy eis hayosef hamikne. It's not yet the time for all the sheep to gather together and drinking. There's still, you know. Ve'isa, it's brought, sheze merames alarichas hagolus. That Yaakov Avinu was hinting to them yet that there's still a long, hot afternoon to go through. You know, there's still a long day to go through. V'hazman shel ha-golus godol, that there's still a long way to go through golus, ki ha-golus yisarech, because the golus is going to take a long time. Hainu sheYaakov omar lohem, Yaakov Avinu was saying to them, shal yedei Torah kozois, e'efsher lekari v'sagula. That kind of Torah, whether they're going to have, whether the rabbi gives an hour speech or a 6 hour speech, it's not going to bring the geula closer. Vizehu hein oid hayoim godoil, that the day is that with the Rochel baslovan, with the tzoin, the day is still long. Shebehechruch shagol golus yisare chas v'sholom loy eis heyosef hamikna sheadayin ein eis lesoifu lekabeitz hamikna tzoyim kochim, the time has not yet arrived to gather together all the holy sheep, dehainu nafshoi beis Yisrael lehashivam lineveim, and to return them to their proper place al yidei Torah kozois, through, because why hasn't the time arrived? Because this is the kind of Torah that's being taught, the time has not yet come for the geula. Therefore, he said to them, "Hashku hatzoin ulechu ra'u." Therefore, he said, "Give the sheep to drink and go send them out to pasture." Ze bechinas. Rav Nosson Zal says this relates to the pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Im loisedi loch hayofa banoshim, if you do not know, you who are the most beautiful of women, if you don't know yet, then what should you do? Tzi'iloch beikve atzoin ureiyas gidoyesayich al mishkanay saroim haroim. Ayin bepirush Rashi shom. Rav Nosson says, look in Rashi to see what Rashi says about this, and now he's going to explain. Hainu shekol zman she'ein yoidin ho emes haboror lemile skarev. As long as a Jew does not feel that he knows positively which tzaddik is the right one, which one to come close to, tzrichim le'es ato lehiskarev le'elu hamanhigim. The Jew has to try to come close to all the leaders, or certainly all the goodly, the ones that he knows are from the good type, etc. Ki berubam yesh toiv harbe, because the majority of them do have a lot of good. Vegamba haTorah shelhem yesh toiv harbe, and in their Torah there is a lot of good. Rak, the only problem is sheyesh bohem achiza samedame, that there still is, the Satan still has, is still holding on to their feet. There still is an attachment to Satan, an attachment to Ra, an attachment to medame. Al kain, therefore, kol zman she'ein yoidim me'atzadik wemes. As long as a person does not feel yet that they've met this tzaddik emes, sheshiberes hamedame legamri, who has succeeded in destroying the medame completely, and his Torah is pure truth, and his midos, I see him himself, he's on this level of literal, you know, there's no medame, there's no dirt in there, it's pure, you know, Torah, tzrichim liskarev lohem. The person has to come close to leaders, to whatever leaders. Bebechinas im loy seidiloch. If you don't know who to come go to, then seiloch bikvi atzoin uriyas gedoyisayich al mishkanoy saroyim. Pasture your sheep at the tents of the shepherds. Go to all of them. Go and get whatever you can from them. Vesehu hashku hatzoin ulechuru. Yaakov Avinu said to them, give the sheep to drink and go pasture. Hainu sheomar lahem, that Yaakov Avinu was saying to them, shehageula yefsher lekarev al yedei Torah kozois. As far as the geula is concerned, impossible for it to happen through that kind of Torah. Achaf al pikein hashku atzoinu lechuru. However, still go pasture. Meachar she'ein yoidem adayim minikudas oemes kanal. Because of the fact that you do not yet feel that you have reached this ultimate truth, therefore, this is the best that you can do for now. Best you can do is go get as much good as you can. Vayoimru.
A person does it based on their own internal sense of feeling that they've met the tzaddik emes himself, even if not the godol of the generation?
The answer is it's got to be based on a number of factors. Part of it is based on personal feeling. Part of it has to be based on education. Naturally, the person who knows more has more to base things, has more the guidelines of how to choose or what to choose. When I hear people say, you know, I went to see this big rabbi, my first question is, how big was it? 7 feet or 9 feet? Why are you saying big rabbi? How dare you say big rabbi, yo-yo? You just became religious a week ago and you're using the word big rabbi? Say you went to see a rabbi and it looked to you, based on your level of knowledge now, it looked to me like he was very religious. But to say that with a definiteness, I went to see this big rabbi. How big was he? He had long teeth or short teeth? You know, give me a break.
That's the point. We're so madama. How we be the last? It's like the person goes to a therapist for a bit. They're the last person to give advice.
Correct. 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 Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says in certain places that to the extent that a person realizes how far they are from being qualified to choose, to that extent, they have to scream out to Hashem and ask Hashem, please, you choose for me. Number one. Or they have to cry out to people who are more learned than them and ask them, God, help me. I'm literally blind, groping in the blind. But to be aware that part of the problem in asking other people to do this for you is that with the Madonna problem, that if this guy has Madonna, he can say, come to my rabbi, I promise you, my rabbi is the biggest tzaddik, and you have to look at him honestly and see, does he look like a 100% successful religious Jew to me? If yes, then I can trust him to a certain degree. If not, then I have to take what he says with some caution. I have what to learn from him. Probably there is what to learn from him, but I better exercise caution and not convince myself that I've met the biggest tzaddik before I really have done it, because that's dangerous too. Vayomru. So what did they? So this is what Yaakov Avinu said to them. Now what did they say to him? Vayomru. They said to him, Loi nuchal. We can't do this. You're telling us, take a drink and get out of here. There's a rock on that thing. How are we supposed to drink? We can't drink until all the sheep are going to come together and pull that rock off. Shehishivuloi, their response to him was, they answered him, Vomroim, they said, Shigam ze loy nuchal, ada shayasu kol hadorim. Hainu. Shegam hatoyro vahanhoka zois einon yecholim kimal idei shemisasvim yachad kol hadorim. Even this lower level of Torah, we can't really learn it successfully until all the flocks are going to get together. Ki boes ho asifo vahakibutz shemiskaptzim harbe miyisroel etzel kama gedoyle manhigim. Because when hundreds or thousands of Jews get together by different leaders, oz Heim kel kaber lo yimos. Then the Gemara quotes a pasuk which says Hashem does not reject a group. An individual person, when a person davens b'yechidus, Hashem can reject his tefillah much more easily than if it's tefillah b'tzibur. So therefore he says over here, v'yecholin lahamshich lefi shor eize meime ha-toyro lahashkois ha-tzoyim kodshim. So therefore, if we come in large numbers to these gedolim, then they have the ability at least to give us a temporary high, to be able to draw some kind of Torah that will give us some kind of boost. But afterwards, what happens? The stone gets put right back onto the well. But from this kind of Torah, that what happens is even after we pull the rock off, the rock rolls right back on, and after we finish listening to the shir, or after we finish getting that temporary high, we see we're right back to that original Yetzihara. Ukemavur b'medrash al posuk ze, as the medrash says on this posuk, v'nes v'sham kol ha'adorim zehu ha'tzibur. The medrash says that this is talking about a group of Yidden, in other words, a tzibur of Yidden. V'heishivu esu'evin, shekivon shehem yoytzim lohem. As soon as they leave this sermon, Yetzirah chozer lemekoymo. The Yetzirah comes right back. So they said to him, you're not offering us a solution. You're telling us, okay, until you find tzedakah, go there. Still not good enough. They're complaining, this you didn't offer, this isn't even a band-aid. Oidenu medaber imam. So the pasuk says there, that while they were talking, while these shepherds were talking to Yaakov Avinu, v'rochel bo'o imatzoim. Rachel showed up with her sheep. shebetoich shediber imam. While he was talking to them, b'soich kach ro v'histakel al hatoiv hatsofun b'divrehem. Yaakov Avinu saw the good that was hidden in their words, meaning, dahainu hatoiro shenoflo etzlam. He saw the Torah that had fallen into their hands, in a sense. V'zehu v'rochel bo'im hatzoin, sheroes hatoiro shibachines rochel sheboim hatzoin kochim umanahegesoisom. He saw this Torah that's attached to these sheep and that's leading them. Ki be'emes hatoiro shemunachas begolus b'koyach hamedamo hatoiro biatzmo kedoisho tohoiro biyotmoi. Because Rav Nosson says, this Torah that's in Golus, this Torah that's in Golus by these rabbis and by this, the Torah itself is very, very holy. V'Hashem Yisborach choymel al amoy, and Hashem takes pity on his people. V'kol zman shein zoichen limtsoy nekudas o'emes, and even during the period of time where they're not yet zoichet to find the epitome of truth, shehu manig ho'amiti, which is the true leader, azai ha'Torah bi'atzma menaheges es Yisrael. So the Torah itself leads the Yidden. V'zehu v'rochel bo'o im hatzoin asher lo'avio. It says Rochel showed up with the sheep that belonged to her father. Ki royohi, because she was a shepherd. Hi daiko, she specifically, shehi biatzmoi, shehi Rochel, shehi atoiro, hi daiko roye umanheges es atzoin asher lovio, shehim hanefoshoi samiskarvan manhikim kanal, sheesh bohem achiz aslovon, mechines koyach medame, shein bohem koyach laneges Yisroel. Rav Nosson Zal says, again, besides those leaders, the Torah itself is leading the people. It itself is doing things. That's why it says Rochel. Here it doesn't say Rochel Bas Lavan. Here it says Rochel, you know, Rochel Ki Roya Hi. She is a shepherd. Rochel, who symbolizes the Torah here, the Torah itself is a shepherd. Besides those rabbis, the Sforim themselves are shepherds. Rak Hashem Yisborach Choymel Al Amoi. Hashem takes pity on Bnei Israel. Shehatoira biatzma, that the Torah itself, b'chinas Rochel Bitoi, minaheges es Yisrael afi shor, leads the Jews temporarily. Ad asher Hashem Yisborach mesavev sibois letoivo, until Hashem works out certain circumstances, shehatzadik emes b'chinas Yaakov noisen eino yalzeh, whereby the tzadik emes, who's represented here by Yaakov Avinu, sees all of this, v'oise kamach tachbulois, and he starts doing all kinds of action, umoiser nafshoi, and he's moiser nefesh, ad shem moitzi umales hatoira b'chinas Rochel mitoich beis Lavan, where he succeeds in pulling out the Torah from the beis Lavan that it's in, mitoich koyach hamedame, v'hu misyached umeschaber im hatoira zois, and the tzaddik attaches himself to the Torah, ad shem esakein kol hoilam al yodo, to the point where the tzaddik uses the Torah to make a tikkun for the entire world. Ki hu mevarer es ha-Torah zois, he purifies this Torah that was originally in the Beis Lavan, umala oisa l'sharosha, and he elevates it to its source, umechadesh ha-yidei ze chidushim nifloim, and the tzaddik brings fantastic chidushei Torah into the world, shehem etzois amitiois, which are true advice, Lahaniges Yisroel, with which to lead Bnei Yisroel. Ki rak hu yochoy logul esueven mi'alpiyam be'er benokel. Because it's only this tzaddik that has the ability to knock that rock off the well easily. Bebchinas vayogel esueven mi'alpiyam be'er. As we see that Yaakov Avinu pushed that rock off the top of the well, kimi shemavir pikak mi'ala tzeluchis. Tzeluchis, kama shemazal. The Gemara says he did it as easily as a person pops a bottle cap. To them, this was a big boulder, and they needed all the sheep and everybody to get it off. Yaakov Avinu went over to it and tapped it, and the rock, this big boulder, fell off. V'ze klal kol ha-parsha. This is the summary of that whole Parshas Vayetze. Shemedaber sachakach ech lokach vohitze Yaakov es rochel v'leya mi beis lovon. It goes on to show how Yaakov Avinu succeeded in getting Rochel and Leah out of Lovon's house. V'hoilid mehem kol yud bei shiftei kor, and through Rochel and Leah, he was able to bring 12 shvatim into the world. Hainu, sheYaakov bechinas atzadik emes, Yaakov Avinu, who represents the tzadik emes, birer es kol hatoira. he purified the Torah, Shenikras Eishes Chayil, in Mishlei, when the paragraph Eishes Chayil Miyimsa is talking about the Torah. That's singing the praises of the Torah. So that Rachel and Leah are symbolic of the Torah. He purified the Torah. B'chinas Rachel v'Leah, Birer HaKoyel Mibeis Lovon. He purified it from the Beis Lovon, Me'achizas HaMedame, from the Medame that was covering up the Torah. V'ideizeh Hoylid Shiftei Kol. And then he succeeded in bringing holy Shvatim into the world. Ki ikar kiyum Yisrael al yedezeh. Because the main kiyum of Klal Yisrael is based on this Birur HaTorah that the Tzaddik does. Vaydezeh hoitzi kol hatzoy mi beis lavon. And that's how he succeeded in getting all the sheep out of the beis lavon. Shem edrei tzoyin kodshim, which refers to this holy flock. Ki hoitzi kulam mi golus hamedame. He succeeded in taking all of them out of the golus hamedame. Veheshivo melo emes. And he returned them to truth. Ki Yaakov bechinas etzem oemes, because Yaakov Avinu represents the etzem oemes, bechinas titein emes li Yaakov, as the pasuk says. So therefore we're describing a whole process here, where there's all kinds of stuff going on. There's Jews that get involved with lovons and all kinds of things, and Yaakov Avinu speaks to them and tells them that until you succeed in finding the true emes, go to whatever leaders you can and get the Torah. And then Yaakov Avinu sees that there is Torah by them, and the Torah itself that's by them has Medam in it. Then Yaakov Avinu dives into the Torah, and he selects out, he cleans out the Medame from the Torah, and he brings forth Chidushei Torah, he brings Sforim into the world, or other things, that having them such an ultimate truth,